That for sure. Okay.
We're talking with Lori Peterson, who's working with the Elk Club Grain and Feed Association up at the state capitol. Lori, I know one of the things that I think probably the last time we talked when you were at General Farm Organization here in Oklahoma City, we probably talked about ag sales tax exemption because it comes back every year, it seems like, in some form or fashion.
That's right. It's always an issue that's talked about, and a lot of times it's who is rightfully using it and how is that regulated. But this year the issue came up a little bit differently. We saw the Oklahoma Tax Commission make some changes to their website, and in doing so, they let the county assessors know that we're an online and that there's going to be some new requirements. However, under the Oklahoma law, under statutory law in Oklahoma, the county assessor determines agriculture producers who are eligible to receive an ag sales tax permit.
So we've got legislation at the Capitol right now that is trying to address this, right?
That's correct. It will clarify the way that traditional agriculture producers renew their permitting process. You should not see any changes there. However, there could be some producers who maybe don't file a Schedule F, who are not on record with the FSA offices, and they may have a little bit of a different process, or some other forms may be acceptable to the Oklahoma Tax Commission. But the traditional agriculture producer should be able to obtain their sales tax exemption permit and should be able to renew them in the fashion that they have in the past.
I guess what this is a situation where it would be the new fiscal year, that would be when they would need to have that fresh set of information.
That's right. Not all permits expire at the same time, but there's a large number that are coming up for renewal June 30th, July 1, and mm-hmm. So that's when a large number of producers will be looking at this issue.
So what else is out there that you're helping watch for the Grain and Feed Association?
You know, one issue that we're always interested in is the commercial driver's license, how folks can obtain that driver's license. Of course, truck drivers are needed with wheat harvest coming up, and we're hopeful it's going to be a good one this year. Also, how they will be able to renew for those who already have a CDL permit. That's one issue. And, you know, agriculture producers always care about the budget and, of course, other things going on at the Capitol because we are involved in the legislative process.
I guess a little bit of a free-for-all in the budget this year because we actually have a little more money than we thought we would have back in January.
Correct. You know, many thought with coming off of the COVID year and with the downturn in the oil and gas industry that perhaps we would be facing a shortfall. Mm-hmm. That is not the case in Oklahoma. So the discussions are a little bit different, but we do hope that we'll see at least a flat budget for most and maybe a little bit extra for some of the important infrastructure, education, those types of programs in Oklahoma.
I know that you mentioned that you never quite know what would happen the last weeks of the legislative session, that you have to kind of be on your toes.
That's correct. Until they adjourn, we never know for sure. So we will be watching for the grain and feed and agriculture producers across the state and making sure that we do the best we can to get Oklahoma a good budget, but take care of rural Oklahoma and ag producers.
Great. Very good.